Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Kids all across Michigan got packed off to school today, and that marks the end of the summer tourism season. We wondered how Michigan's travel industry fared through the summer of 2016. Here with us is Michelle Grinnell from Travel Michigan. It is a little early, Michelle, to figure out how the Labor Day weekend itself went in terms of money spent by tourists, but what's the verdict really for the summer season as a whole?
Overall, we are looking at another really strong summer here in Michigan. You know, we had warm temperatures, we had low gas prices, we're seeing more and more people interested in all that the state has to offer. And so it's always with tourism, it's hard to predict. There's kind of a lag between data, but the indicators that we look at, things like hotel occupancy and hotel rates and revenue per available room are all, through July, they were all up over where they were last year, which is a great indicator of a strong summer. You know, you look at things like fishing license sales and recreation passport sales from the Department of Natural Resources, and those were all up year over year from where they were at least during the midpoint this summer. So all of those kind of early indicators show that it's another strong summer here for the travel and tourism industry in Michigan.
Did we see this pretty much spread across the state, or did some areas of Michigan, you know, reap a richer summer than others?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the things that we're seeing is that really across the state, it's been a strong year. So, you know, certainly you have your places like Mackinac Island and Traverse City that are always going to be very popular summer destinations. But really all corners of the state we're hearing had a good summer. And compared to their own numbers from the previous year, we're doing well this summer. You've got places like Munising and Pictured Rock boat cruises that had approximately 10% up in ticket sales over last year. And all of those sorts of places are doing well. And it's one of the things we've been talking a lot about this summer. It's kind of the hidden gems. There are a lot of great destinations in Michigan. So if you've been going to the same place every year, maybe this year was the year to try something new.
Michelle, it has been 10 years now since the state started requiring school districts, to start the academic year after Labor Day to give the tourism industry one last big Labor Day weekend hurrah. But we are seeing a steady increase in districts asking for waivers to start before Labor Day. And we know that starting this school year, all Michigan schools that get state aid have to have 5 more days of instruction for 180 days of school. Is it time to take a new look at that no class before Labor Day law?
Well, you know, the Michigan Lodging and Tourism Association has really kind of been the leader on this. We do know that it does help the tourism industry, and that the industry really across the state has really supported that after Labor Day school start date. But I think, again, what we're seeing as well is that traditionally Michigan's tourism season has been the summer months, and more we're expanding that into fall and into winter, and Michigan really becoming a four-season destination. So, I mean, I think it's something everyone's looking really closely at, and obviously, ultimately, it will be up to the legislature to decide that. But we do know that it does help the tourism industry here in the state.
Michelle, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much.
That's Michelle Grinnell with Travel Michigan.